Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Verse 10. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother Mary, with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. I'm going to use this morning for a subject, wise men seek Jesus. Wise men seek Jesus. Would you bow your heads? Father, thank you this morning for the mighty touch of God, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I would ask you this morning that you would touch us in a very special way this morning. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated in the house of God this morning. Wise men seek Jesus. All through the scripture, beginning in Genesis, all the way through the book of Malachi, you'll find where the Lord spoke to his people. They have always been a word from God. If there's ever a man that sought God and had an ear to hear God, God has always spoke to man. What a privilege it is to know that God will speak to a heart that will listen to him. All through the scripture you find where God dealt with his people. And there was times in the word of God that God would sell them to slavery and allow enemies to come in to afflict his people because of their stubbornness, because of their rebellion, and because of their hard-heartedness. God would let enemies come in to afflict them. But when they cried out to God, God would come on the scene and deliver them because he loved his people and he loves his people so very, very much. All through the scripture, Genesis through Malachi, you'll find where God spoke to his people. But when you come to Malachi, the last book in the book of the Old Testament, the last book of the Old Testament is the book of Malachi. When that last verse is ended in chapter 3, that last verse has come to an end. From that day until Matthew was 400 years between Malachi and Matthew. Between Malachi and Matthew was a span of 400 years that they call the dark period. There was no word from God to any heart, to anybody for 400 years. There was no thus saith the Lord. There was no word coming to the ears of the prophets. It was complete silence from heaven. And I often thought how sad that must have been. For 400 years, Israel had always known that for God to talk to them. Israel had always known that God was able to speak to them. But now it seems that God was not nowhere to be found. There was 400 years of complete silence. And we don't hear nothing from God from Malachi to Matthew for 400 years. But all of a sudden, things were beginning to change. Hallelujah to the Lamb. All the Old Testament prophets spoke of the coming one. Moses said, There come one who shall be like unto me. There's one coming down the road. Isaiah said, There comes a day that a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And all along the line, men and women of old spoke of the coming one. Everything in the Old Testament was in typology and shadows. But now in Malachi, for 400 years, complete silence. But thank God that silence was going to end. Because Matthew's gospel says, we find that God appeared to Zacharias. and told Zacharias that you shall have a son and you'll call his name John. That was the first words that anybody ever heard from God for 400 years. Oh, that tells you one thing, that the silence was over. God was about to talk again. And we find after he appeared to Zechariah, he came to a little woman who was of the town of Bethlehem. Her name was Mary. And he said to her, "You shall conceive a child. And you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and called the Son of God." And she said, "How can this be, seeing I know not a man?" And he said, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." Hallelujah to God. And folks, all of a sudden the silence was over. God was beginning to talk again. And as we come this morning to our text, and let me remind you, and I don't make no bones about it, the greatest day in the history of the world is when Jesus, the Son of God, came to this people planted through the virgin womb of Mary. Oh, I want to tell you, I want to shout about it. That is the greatest day that this world had ever known and shall ever know, is the Amen. Son of God was born onto this planet, and because of his birth, we can have life and have that life more abundantly. I want to thank him. I want to praise him. I want to glorify him. He is worthy this morning of all praise and honor and glory.
Amen.
The Bible said that wise men came from the east. So we saw a star. These wise men, evidently they were people that studied stars. And they knew from the prophecies of the Old Testament that there was coming one who shall be born in Bethlehem. They said, "We've seen a star." And the Bible said they went on a journey looking for this star, because they know when they found where the star was hovering over, they would find the one whom the prophecies was talking about. Now let me stop to tell you this. I never thought about it till this morning, and it hit me just as clear as day. It's not a deep revelation, but it was a revelation to my heart. The Bible said wise men from the east. And I thought, it hit me all of a sudden, why were they so wise? And the thought hit me, they were wise because they were seeking Jesus. Glory to God. I want to tell you this morning, wise men seek Jesus. I want to tell you, this world seeks after fame, fortune, and a lot of things, but wise men seek Jesus. If you want to be wise in this Christmas season, you ought to seek Jesus. Don't seek a big name. Don't seek a big home. Don't seek the American dream, but seek Jesus. He is the reason for the season. Wise men seek Jesus.
Amen.
I may not be wise in a man's eyes, but I can be wise in God's eyes. A wise man will seek Christ and Christ alone. He's the reason for the season. It's because of him we sit in this pew this morning with a good heart and a good mind. We're able to worship God. We're able to praise God. If you're wise, you will seek Jesus. Wise men seek Jesus. There may be a lot of people in this world with a lot of knowledge. There's some brainiacs in this world. They're brilliant at math. They're brilliant scientists. I mean, they're just brilliant people. But I'm going to tell you, if they're not seeking Jesus, they're not very wise. They may be bright, they may be mindful, they may have a lot of knowledge, but they're not wise. Wise men seek Jesus. I want to know him. Paul was a wise man. Peter was a wise man. John was a wise man. I want it to be said of Nathan Middleton, he's a wise man. How do you know? Because he sought Jesus. The greatest day of my life is when I sought after Jesus. I got news for you. That was the greatest day of my life, and it is the greatest day of your life. The greatest thing that man can do is seek the Son of God with everything that is within them.
Amen.
Wise men seek Jesus. In Luke chapter number 2, we come to a story as well that Mary was due to give birth. The Bible says she being great with child. And she was about to give birth to the Son of God, and the Bible said that there was no room for them in the inn. Now the inn was what we would call equivalent to our motels. In Bethlehem, they had some motels, as it were. They weren't near as fancy as ours, by no means. But yet the Bible said there was no room for them in the inn. Everything was, but every room was occupied. See, these people that owned this inn, they couldn't see past a pregnant lady. They couldn't see past a pregnant lady. They couldn't see that she was carrying the Son of God. They weren't willing to move something out to move them in. And it seems like that's the way it is today in our lives. There's hardly no room for Him in the inn. Our hearts are filled. Our hearts are occupied. There's so many things going on. And that's the thing with Christmas, folks. It seems like within all the hustle and bustle, things to go, people to see, things to do, it seems like Jesus gets left out somewhere. And we seem to lose Him. But I got news for you, church. You better not lose Him. I know there's things to do. Everything seems to be busy. But I don't know about you. You ought to move what you got to move out to give room to Him. He's still looking for a place to be born in this end time hour. The Bible said because they found no room for Him in the inn, she was reduced to go and have labor in a stable. Right. The Son of God was born with camels and donkeys. In all the animals, which that teaches us a great lesson. That tells you and I that Jesus is still not, He's not looking for that place of high fame and fortune to be birthed in. He's still looking for that humble heart. He's still looking for that lowly heart that says, Lord, I'll move what I've got to move out to give place to You. I'll make room for Jesus on this Christmas season. Why? Because I'm a wise man and I seek Jesus. I got news for you. It's time. I know our calendars are full. Our itineraries are full with places to go and things to do, but I got news for you. It don't amount to nothing if Jesus is not the center of that life.
Right. Amen.
What is Christmas? Christmas is the day that we celebrate of the birth of the Son of God. The greatest man that ever lived. The Son of God. Listen to me this morning. The greatest man in history, named Jesus, had no servants, yet they called Him Master. He had no degree, yet they called Him Teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called Him Healer. He had no army, yet kings feared Him. He won no military battles, yet He conquered the world. Hallelujah to God. He committed no crime, yet they crucified Him. He was buried in a tomb, but praise be unto God, He's alive this morning. Glory to God. I'm talking about the greatest man that this world ever known. There's not one after Him. There'll be another like Him. He's all by Himself and is omnipotent. He's the Son of God, and He's worthy this morning for us to give Him praise.
Amen.
Wise men seek Jesus. The Bible said that when these wise men found the star, they began to worship Him. Listen to me. The Bible said that they came into the house and saw the young child and mother and fell down. They fell down. These men were astronomers. They were Gentiles. They knew the stars and the plan of God from the Old Testament. But yet when they found Him, they knew all of a sudden they weren't saved because they were Gentiles at the time. They were Gentiles. They weren't saved. Now keep that in your mind. But when they found Him, they fell down and they presented the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. What is that saying to you and I? That's saying that these magi, they gave to Him the very best they had. Oh, they gave to Him the very best they had. Amen. And I would say to you, He accepts nothing less from you and I. He accepts, amen, nothing less. We ought to give Him the very best we can give it. We ought to praise Him the very best we can praise Him. Amen. We ought to love Him the very best we can love Him. We ought to shout to Him the very best we can shout to Him. Why? Because if it was not for Him, we would be lost on our way He came, he died, he rose, and he's our host this morning. We're going to give him the very best that I could possibly give him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the Lamb. They presented the best they had.
Amen.
He accepts nothing less. The Bible said that when these, after they worshiped him. They fell at his feet and worshiped him. This little babe in a manger, this little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. He wasn't no dignitary in the eyes of the world. He wasn't some kind of a notable person in the eyes of the world. But yet they knew the scriptures known that this baby was the greatest baby born on this planet. He may look like every other baby, but I've got news for you. He wasn't like every other baby. This baby was born without sin. He was born for the rise and fall of many. The Bible said, Mary, this baby, and it shall be a sword pierce your heart. He is set for the rise and fall of many. He's going to die. This baby is born to be crucified. But you mark her down. He may be placed in a tomb, but he won't stay there long. Glory to God, he shall arise just like he said he would.
Amen.
What separates Jesus from every other religion is that he rose from the dead.
Amen.
If our God didn't rise from the dead, he's no different than Buddha. He's no different than Allah. He's no different than Muhammad or any other religion. But I got news for you. He did rise from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's there interceding for us right now. He's up there saying, oh, I wish my people would give me the best that they've got. If they give me their best, I'll pour out my best on them. The Bible said as these wise men came, wise men do what?
Seek Jesus.
I'm glad you're listening. Wise men see Jesus. As these wise men came, when they got ready to leave, the Bible said that God warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod and tell him. Herod, you know, made a statement to the Magi. Said, now, when you find this baby, bring me word again that I may come and worship him as well. But God warned them in the dream. He's not wanting to worship the baby. He wants to kill that baby.
Amen.
See, the devil always is out to kill Christ. And I got news for you. He'll be out to kill the Christ in your life if you let him. The whole purpose of hell is to destroy the love and the Christ that lives within our hearts. That's why you better guard Christ. He better become precious to you. There's nothing more precious to you than that walk with God. You better cherish it. You better love it. You better adore it, because what you don't love, you will lose. Let me say that again. What you don't love, you will lose. And the Bible said, then being warned in a dream, departed into their own country another way. Oh, hallelujah. When I read that, Grandpa, I just come unglued. I thought these men, when they found him, they were Gentiles, unsaved. But when they left another way. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying every person that comes to God, when they get born again, when they get touched by God, they'll leave another way. They'll be changed. For the Bible said, hallelujah, when you come to Christ, all things are, amen, are made new. Glory to God, you'll leave another way. Everybody that I know that's ever came to it has left another way. When I came as black and vile as I could be, and I fell at his feet, I came in one way, but I left another way, just like these magi, wise men seek Jesus. If you want to leave different, come to him, be a wise seeker of Christ, and you can leave another way.
Amen.
They left another way. William Cowper, man degraded as can be, excuse me, full of darkness, a raging alcoholic, lost his family, lost everything, thought to himself, got nothing else to live for. This was over in England. Bible said,
not the Bible said, but
the story says that he was on his way to commit suicide and jump off the bridge over there in London. And as he was about to jump, he began to hear some songs playing. And the song was Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. A ferry boat came under the bridge by the time he was about to jump over. And that ferry boat was singing the song Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I found. Was blind, but now I see. And that song, it was something that hit him. And he dawned on me, I don't want to die this way. If there's hope, let me find hope. And I can tell you that boat didn't just happen to appear that day underneath that bridge. It was a divine appointment. God loved William Cowper so much that he sent a divine intersection. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And so he heard about the song, and he found the guy that wrote it. His name was John Newton, which I shared the story about John Newton some time back here in this church. And he found his church, and William Cowper came, and John Newton helped him find his way, brought him to the Lord, and William Cowper gave his heart to God. And one night, while William Cowper was at home, born again, free from sin, he sat there with a little light burning in his little room, and all of a sudden, it was during Christmas. All of a sudden, the words from God came into his heart. He began to pen these words, the words of the song we know so well. William Cowper began to pen these words. There was a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Let me as a sinner plunge beneath that flood and lose all my guilty stains. William Cowper was on his way to hell, but because he heard the song of Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, and he found John Newton. John Newton led him to the Lord. Several years later, before Christmas Day, he began to pen the words. There was a fountain filled with blood. I want to tell somebody this morning, you don't have to die and go to hell. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins that me and you as a sinner can plunge beneath that flood, lose all our guilty stains. I would say to you this morning, wise men seek Jesus. Amen. Unwise men seek the world and the things of the world. But wise men seek Jesus. Wise men seek Jesus. Wise men seek Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I tell you this morning, there's never been a man like Jesus.
Amen.
There's an old song. There's an old song that says, behold, what manner of man is this? Behold, what manner of man is this? Who steals the raging sea? Who heals the sick, the lame, the halt? And makes the blind to see. He opens all the prison doors, set the captives free. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? He's the Lord of glory. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is Wonderful, the Prince of Peace. He is the everlasting Father throughout eternity. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? Everlasting life will I give thee. Far richer than man can tell. Whosoever shall drink of this well shall live eternally. Behold, what manner of man is this? He's the Lord of glory. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is Wonderful, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father throughout eternity. Behold, what manner of man is this? Who healed the lame, the halt, who says, thy sins be forgiven thee. Take up that bed and walk. Who stands as the mighty healer now and cries, come unto me. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? He's the Lord of glory. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is wonderful. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the everlasting Father throughout eternity. What manner of man is this? Who stands between God and man? Whose eyes are like a flaming fire? Seven stars in his hand. John said, I saw him in the midst of seven churches as the sun shines in his brilliancy. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? He's the Lord of glory. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Wonderful Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Behold, what manner who sits on his heavenly throne, who rules and reigns from heaven above. He's beloved and his own. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. He is, hallelujah to God, what manner of man is this? He's the Lord of glory, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace. What manner of man is this? They can take a man black as vile can be and save him, wash him, and free him from the chains of sin. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? They can take somebody that's bound by liquor and set him free by the power of God. What manner of man is this? They can take a man bound by drugs and set him free. There's no man like him. He's the Father who lives in eternity. Hallelujah, God. What manner of man is this? Hallelujah. There's no one like him. There's nobody besides him. He is God.
Amen.
Wise men seek Jesus this morning. And this Christmas season, this is a time that we spend with our families. We give gifts. We love each other. But I found throughout the years of time that it seems like in all the hustle and bustle of Christmas time, we tend to forget why we have Christmas. We have Christmas because of His birth. His birth. Christmas, we celebrate, and we celebrate the birth of Christ. And I would say to you, enjoy your holidays. Enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy the gifts. Enjoy giving of gifts. But at the same time, don't forget the reason for the season. Wise men seek Jesus. Wise men seek Jesus. There's no one as great as this God that we're serving this morning. He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior. The greatest man that ever came to this earth. Beheld the feet of the Son of God. His feet walked at sandy streets. The words that proceeded out of his mouth are so magnificent. But some of the greatest words that he ever said, he said on the tree when he said, "It is finished."
Amen.
Wise men seek Jesus. You may not be very brilliant in a lot of areas of life, but if you want to be wise, I would say to you, seek Jesus. Well, preacher, I'm saved. I'm born again. Seek Jesus. Because you get saved don't mean you stop seeking Jesus. It's an everyday seeking. Because the day that you stop seeking Him is the day that you begin to be unwise.
Amen.
Unwise. Hell, I believe, is full of people that one time was wise that sought Jesus. But all of a sudden, because of the cares of this life and the things to do and people to see and places to go, they became unwise. And now they're spending eternity lost forever.
Amen.
Stand with us this morning. Let's just throw our hands up. And if you're able to stand with me, throw your hands up and begin to thank Him for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and dying on the tree of Calvary. We worship you this morning, Lord. We, like the wise men, we fall at your feet and we place our frankincense, gold, and myrrh at your feet. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. We give you the very best that we have. We lay it at your feet. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Those of you that would this morning, let's just come up here to this altar if you're able to come. Let's just be wise this morning and seek Jesus during the Christmas season. Come on.